This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, cranking up another broadcast week of healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don making it sound so good. And those of you who listen, the one or two of you who are there on Sundays when this first airs, we are on Monday through Friday as well. You are welcome to join us anytime, live or later. We're only banned on, at this point, as far as I know, YouTube, Spotify, and LinkedIn. So a lot of other places.
Is it an actual ban on LinkedIn, or what's going on with LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is just not responding. You know, like every time I try to go, hey, what's going on? It's like they kick it back. Nothing. And go, try again later. You know, it's like it's not it's completely dysfunctional. But then again, my friend Jonathan Emord has been banned on off and on LinkedIn as well. And what's his crime? Being a constitutional attorney running for the United States Senate as a Republican in Virginia to defeat Tim Kaine. Oh, we can't have that. So check out those events. We've got linked through at the upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com, including emord4va.com. I'm going to be touring Virginia, three-city tour, the 29th, 30th, and 31st of March. In Virginia. So love to see y'all come out to those patriotic health freedom, medical freedom events. Speaking of, I guess, medical freedom, one of the stories here that will open up on today's broadcast is about the Biden administration asking for millions. Millions is like asking for pennies now, isn't it?
Seems like it. Yeah, if it isn't a billion, then who cares, right?
What is that, a million, right? But they want it to go toward pandemic preparedness. Global health security as COVID origin questions remain. This is an article on the Daily Wire, and millions of taxpayer dollars to go to this. And it's like, what did they do that was right in so-called pandemic preparedness in the first go round? Nothing.
They just didn't have enough money, Robert.
Yeah, all they
it takes $10 billion to.
Why isn't he asking for billions instead of millions? And what is global health security anyway? Think about that. There's no such thing. They make this stuff up. Global health security, my aspirin. Just care for your own health. And then in the midst of a lot of disasters, you're going to be fine. You'll be okay. But nothing of individual liberty is ever defended when it comes to things like disease, or infection in pandemics. It's an entire attempt to collectivize what is left of freedom. Not only in America, but around the world, to view a pandemic as a collectivist event, a collective event. You know, everybody gets it the same way. Everybody dies unless we lock you down, shut you down, and jab you with experimental injections. There's nothing about this. Now, the Biden budget for 2024 is $10.9 billion to go toward global health and health security challenges. So where are the millions? This already jumped to billions in this article. So I'm a bit confused how they're reporting on this.
Well, that's $10.9 billion for global health and health security challenges. The millions are for pandemic preparedness and global health security. So we're talking about two things. I still don't understand what they mean. But
no, I think it's absolute nonsense and dangerous nonsense, because all it does is seek to make you less healthy. Make you more vulnerable.
Here's the problem, Robert. Every time I read one of these things, I come away from it. It could be just because I'm a moron, I suppose.
No,
I just don't understand things. But you know, when they say we're going to use this amount of money for this, you know, it's like, think of your home budget. You know, I you know, you sit down with your wife and you go, okay, so we need to pay the bill for the electric. And so we need to set aside, you know, $150 to pay the electric bill, right? Pretty simple, right? I mean, it's like, you know, it's this much money for this thing here. When somebody says, I need $1.2 billion or, you know, $10 billion for global health and health security challenges, what does that mean?
No, it's
What are you talking about? And it seems like every time they come out with one of these budgets in government, it's like we need, you know, $1 billion for it's a whole bunch of words that mean nothing.
It's amazing. If you look
looks good on paper.
No, I'm reading this a little further. It says included in this is $1.2 billion. In this, included in this $1.2 billion is $500 million for the pandemic fund.
Oh, the pandemic fund.
All right, so what is that, in fact? That's where they. This is where the focus of this article is. And guess what? It's an international fund run by, ding, 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 the World Bank. The World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. I've talked about this from time to time over the years, Super D. This is the thing very few people still, to this day, know about. This is the basis for the Federal Reserve System in the United States of America, which is not federal and has no reserves. The IMF and World Bank are the keys to global communist domination via banking schemes, particularly fractional reserve banking, and then central bank digital currencies. The IMF and the World Bank run the world if you let them, if you participate in their monetary schemes. And, of course, the pandemic fund is run by them. And they're saying, yeah, $1.2 billion from U.S. taxpayers, let's throw $500 million at the World Bank. They can create money out of thin air. Why are we taking it from the people in America? Well, we know it's about economic enslavement through fear of germs. And the Biden administration is all in on globalism. There's not even a hint of American nationalism. There's not even a hint of concern for our national sovereignty. Just throw it all in and let the globalists control us. And at the risk of sounding partisan, Biden is a buffoon. He's not even in charge. Whoever's pulling his strings are globalists, and they're not just Democrats. Let's be honest with this. I saw this the other day on, well, it was reported on Fox News anyway. Getz was interviewed, that congressman. He put in a bill to bring the troops home from Syria. Syria. Like, what the hell are American troops doing in Syria? And apparently, it was voted down by both Democrats and Republicans to let you know how in the neocons are into both parties. Matt Getz says, hey, let's bring them why they're there. And they say, well, we're authorizing them to be there based on 9/11 when we got emergency authorization to use force to go to Afghanistan. I'm like, that's what the basis is for our troops being in Syria in 2023? Do you understand what a disaster these two parties are, with rare exception, the individuals within them? And then you've got them throwing in all in on globalists controlling America through the fear of germs. Why is the Robert Scott Bell Show so important? This is not me self-aggrandizing. It's the message I bring that we bring here. It's to talk about how to break the cycle of fear that leads us down the path of enslavement, both economically and medically. And when we talk about medical and health freedom, which has become more popular than ever, when we were one of the few, if only, to bring this up for 24 years now on this show, now everybody else is going, yeah, medical freedom, health freedom, that's actually pretty important. You think you're going to get more of it by sending your money to the World Bank to control through WHO mandates that the next scamdemic, phony pandemic? Super D, is this too far afield still for people to understand what's going on, what they're participating in, how this works, and how they plan to do it again? And Biden and his administration, if he's at all aware of anything, I don't know, are 100% in on eliminating what's left of American sovereignty on this planet.
You know, it's interesting. In 2019, I just looked this up. $1.1 billion was allocated to the CDC for infectious disease and pandemic preparedness. In 2019.
Yeah.
$1.1 billion. And you saw how they were a complete train wreck with COVID when it came around, right?
Mm-hmm.
They had $1.1 billion the year before COVID came around. Why are we supposed to think that if we give them another $1 billion that it's going to be any different next time?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Yeah. More money for stuff that we can't really tell you exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to throw a bunch of word salad out there. Just to baffle you with BS, you know, to make you think that it's important and it's going to do all these great things when really all it's going to do is who knows where it's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't be prepared for what happened with $1.1 billion, why do we think that we throw another $1 billion at you? You know what? If you were listening to the show, what was it, yesterday or the day before?
Yeah.
Let's throw some billions at getting the lead out of the water in the United States, please. Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, we need $47 billion and we can get lead out of the water so that everybody isn't getting sick and their IQs aren't going.
That's changing all the lead pipes out. Of course, yeah. I proffered the idea of if you just invest in decent filtration without changing the pipes, it'd be a fraction of that, even if you have to change filters.
Something. Come on, guys, man. You know, why don't the people trust the government? Because they see stuff like this. Where they see billions and billions of dollars just being thrown around and guys are buying, you know, they're blowing the money, who knows where it's going, and nothing gets done. And they just want us to think that the government has it all under control and everything is okay.
Pandemic money laundering, and then they look at someone who might, you know, buy something for $10,000 cash and not want it reported as the criminal. Yeah, the government's just out there burning cash, sending it overseas to Ukraine and... it's just such a disaster, but yet people are like still playing in that system where they're all assumed to be criminals just for wanting a little bit of privacy. And by the way, how many of you have not figured out that the way to protect yourself from whatever pandemic, scamdemic, plandemic is to stay away from doctors? Stay away from doctors with dangerous syringes containing God knows what, mRNA, synthetic mRNA, or other versions of vaccinations that are devastatingly dumb and not promoting of your immune health. As they abandon natural immunity in 3 years of COVID crazy, only to rediscover it. Oh yeah, natural immunity, that's a thing again. But it wasn't. Anybody who mentioned it was banned and unceremoniously called names by the Faucis of the world. We're going to take a break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Be back with more powerful healing. And what have the Republicans done now that might actually be a good thing? We might cover something positive after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talk about censorship here. We've been banned on and off on various platforms through the technocratic prohibition of speaking certain scientific facts and truths on this show and many other shows. We have a story out of Congress. The House Republicans have passed a bill to ban federal officials from pressuring tech platforms on content. Like, all right, good on them. The Republicans are actually standing up for a little bit of First Amendment activity. Now, will it go anywhere? No, the Senate is still controlled by the Democrats, and Biden would probably veto anything that restricted their ability to restrict the First Amendment, which seems like pretty basic when it comes to constitutional knowledge. We can get fourth graders in here and go, hey, First Amendment says there's freedom of speech and shall not be abridged, can't be stopped by the government. What do you think of the government stopping your freedom to speak? They're like, oh, that doesn't make sense. You know, fourth grader could figure that out. And yet the Democrats in Congress and the Senate and the, you know, controlling the presidency at the moment are all in on censorship. That's why, you know, I come back to my liberal roots growing up, Super D. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't always libertarian or conservative leaning my young life. And I looked at the liberals as the champions for freedom of speech, and my perception was the conservatives, the Republicans, were all about suppression of speech, banning speech. And it turns out that is completely flipped on its head.
It's very strange. Yeah, it's very, very strange when you look at it, how there's been an evolution.
The liberals are in lockstep support with some rare exceptions. You know, I mentioned Naomi Wolf coming from the liberal side of things. She's got intellectual integrity, making a big apology in her Substack to Republicans and even MAGA Republicans about her perceptions of the January 6th event, for instance. You know, we talk about suppression of anybody, you know, who would dare to say, hey, it wasn't an insurrection. Oh, you must be one of those, you know, Trump-loving insurrectionists then. That's a way to stifle speech without actually stifling it by just lumping you in as a domestic terrorist, which is, you know, an ongoing issue in our country that has been, you know, I think both Republicans and Democrats largely guilty of this type of behavior. Going back to the 1990s, you know, anybody who is sympathetic with the Branch Davidians, remember that in Waco?
Oh,
what happened there?
Yeah.
Janet Reno sends in, they firebomb and kill women and men and children. And you're like, well, you might not have been part of that cult, whatever that was, but you didn't support the federal government going in and burning people out simply because they you know, they had whatever was going on there. And then other people were lumped, you know, for asking questions about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and they started lumping two words together, sovereign and citizen, saying those are domestic terrorists. When I pointed out that sovereign citizens are oxymorons because sovereignty doesn't connote citizenship, you know, and vice versa. But I have no time at this moment to go into that further, just to let you know that the government and people in it always seek to centralize their power and gain more power. That is the nature of people once they get into government. When they are shielded from liability for their actions, they think, oh, a power grab. Money is being thrown at me. Let me give them gifts so I'll get more power and more money. And our founders, in their wisdom, said, you know what? We're going to try a system that's a little different. We're going to invest sovereignty in the people. We're going to limit the government to do very few things. And those few things might include protecting rights rather than destroying them. And yet we have a small group of Republicans in the House passing a bill saying, you know what, we should stop the government from promoting censorship in the technological town square and social media. And they're like, yeah,
and
fine.
It passed. Dude, it passed on a party line vote. Did you see that?
Yeah, I know. What does it say about, again, as much as we're trying not to be partisan in our discussion, let's be honest about this.
Look at those liberals, those Democrats that are against free speech.
Freedom of speech, exactly. Just
how
astonishing.
Strange, man.
You liberals, you Democrats should be embarrassed that, you know, you're part of that party right now. And again, there are problems with the Republicans. So don't tell me, oh, he's hated. Stop it. Stop it. Have some integrity like Naomi Wolf and others that speak out. They may lean left, and that's fine, but they don't lean so far left that they want to ban freedom of speech, become fascists, like they claim, you know, the Republicans are. Maybe they have been, but right now they're the only ones looking to defend some level of freedom of speech. So I will just give another plug for my good friend, Jonathan E. Moore, who's running for the United States Senate, Virginia, to defeat Tim Kaine and his pro-Hillary Clinton, anti-freedom message, pro-mandate. Everybody get a jab. Everybody, and they're all in on central bank digital currency as well, which will completely enslave you in your own home if you let it happen. Folks, we've got a lot more to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show here on GCN, or home of broadcast radio syndication. Come on and join us at robertscottbell.com, and we'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The White House says the banking system is sound despite the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank.
It's more resilient. It has a better foundation than before the financial crisis. That's largely due to the reforms put in place after the financial crisis.
Shalonda Young, director of the Office of Management and Budget, telling CNN's State of the Union, the administration is closely watching the situation after the bank was shut down by regulators on Friday, marking the biggest U.S. bank failure in 15 years. At least 8 people are dead after 2 suspected smuggling boats crashed at Black's Beach near San Diego, California. One of the 2 boats capsized after the collision. 8 bodies were pulled from the water, but thick fog last night hampered rescue efforts. 3 Texas women are missing in Mexico. The 3 traveled across the border to go shopping at a flea market on February 24th. They have not been seen since. The FBI confirmed it's aware of the situation. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, sign up for the newsletter. Why don't you? Just text my initials, RSV.
Where do I text them, Robert?
Well, how about this? The number 22828. That's it. On your
just
phone.
Just pretend that you have a friend, and your friend's name is 22828.
That's how you do it. Good job, Cindy. That's how you do
it. That's it.
And then just you enter that number. That's where you're going to
send them a message. Say RSV.
RSV. That's it. Boom. And guess what comes back? A little request for your email. You get in, and the Super Don will send you the newsletter. And you'll be up to speed on a lot of the goings on here Monday through Friday in addition to the Sunday show. And that includes upcoming events, which we should share with you right now. There's an upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com. Very easy to find at the top of the page. It says upcoming events. If you're on your phone, it'll be a little three-line thing. Just click it. It'll open up the option. And you'll see what is happening. We've got online events all the time about fasting. We got one on osteoporosis. These are all free online. One big event for healthcare providers coming up after my Virginia tour with Jonathan Emord. You can check him out at emord4va.com, emord4va.com. And he's got a bunch of upcoming events, and including the ones I'll be at 29th, 30th, and 31st of March in three cities in Virginia. Check that out. Mind, Body, Soul Restoration from Nutritional Frontiers. This is an event in, well, on the beach in Clearwater, Florida. And I'll be there the first and second. It starts the evening of the 31st of March, and I hope you can attend. It's selling out fast, so check that out. That's a link in the upcoming events tab. There's a Neurometabolic Summit coming up after that in April. Also in April, there's an in-person event in Utah, Be Healthy Utah Natural Health and Wellness Conference, April 21st and 22nd, and that's a Friday, Saturday at Mountain America Expo Center. I'll be speaking there. I'll be interviewing and broadcasting from that event, and I hope you'll check it out, BeHealthyUtah.com. Then we've got the Functional Medicine Summit and Expo in Nashville, Tennessee, April 28th, 29th, and 30th. Three-day event in Nashville with my friend Judy Mikovits. Krishna Dhanapardia, a doctor who I was with at the Next Steps Conference, Christina Parks, PhD, Christina Rahm, PhD, Dr. Ed Group, and more than I can mention in this particular time frame. There's going to be more events popping up on the schedule. You want to check it out. We've got a Goody Farms Homestead in Southwest Missouri Family Union, the RSB Family Union. If you want to enjoy like a Woodstock event with organic pie, yeah, I said that, organic pie, July 14th, 15th, and 16th. There's a banner where you can check it out and be part of that. And then a little further out in September 14th through 17th, the Las Vegas Biomed Expo, and you can get tickets online. I'll be speaking there, moderating panels, broadcasting from that event in Las Vegas. Hope to see you there. Now, there's more than I mentioned, but I just at least needed to get that out so you know where to be. Plan to be at any or all of those events, and some of them are online. And some of you participated yesterday in the broadcast premiere, three times we did that, of Utah Safe and Effective, a documentary, an apolitical documentary about the vaccine injury, the jab injuries that have occurred since the COVID jabs came out, and also the scientific conflicts of interest and corruption, and suggestions for a path moving forward that maybe you've not considered. UtahSafeAndEffective.org is still available. We'll let you know how to watch it now that the official premiere has passed us by from yesterday. And that is also something I'm welcoming all of you that are from that documentary joining us for the first time on the Robert Scott Bell Show today as well. All right, Super D, what did I forget? Did I miss anything?
I think you got it.
Very good. Also, shout out to our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. I mentioned the Nutritional Frontiers, nutritionalfrontiers.com. They have certified organic U.S.-grown CBD hemp. You can go to CBDNF.com. Everything they have is available at 15% off with the code RSB15. And a couple other things to mention while I'm on a roll here. My friend Babery from, FoliumPX, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com, is offering a 10% discount with the code RSB10 for his Chernobyl-level antioxidant system. FoliumPX.com. It's got my mom at 89 back on the dance floor. I kid you not. That's how powerful this stuff is, especially if you're worried about the dioxins and other things that are happening out there. FoliumPX.com. And EnergyBits.com. That's RSB 20, 20% off the chlorella and the spirulina. It's all there. Just check it out. Superdon has a new tab to find out all the discounts you can get, discount codes to get the good stuff that keep us healthy and alive and thriving. All right, what is our news report for this segment? I think it's about the federal employee vaccine mandate. Now, supposedly it's not happening anymore, the mandate, but yet again, it is. It's weird. There are places that are still enforcing it and saying you have to be jabbed in order to work here, and, you know, it's very hard. They make it difficult to, or impossible to push back. You know, I've talked about our religious freedom. That's part and parcel to the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law establishing, you know, or respect the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. What if you have a religious belief against injecting yourself with mRNA? No, I know it's not written in the Bible that way, but your belief system is not dependent upon what's written in the Bible. So when they say, well, your religion doesn't say anything about that, you push back and go, doesn't matter. My religious belief is mine. It's uniquely my own. I don't care if everybody else in my church, synagogue, mosque, or temple believes different than me. This is my belief. That's enough. Now, the federal employee vaccine mandate under Biden is facing a new challenge. a group we've never heard of. Super Don, this is amazing. A group of 10,000, I guess, federal employees or contractors are hedging its bet against a new or renewed mandate, wanting to strike it down for good. They have a name for this group. What is the name of this new group we've just learned about?
It's the Feds for Medical Freedom.
What?
I know, I know. I had the same reaction. I was just like, Feds for Medical Freedom?
I thought we were the only ones that talked about health freedom, medical freedom. I guess it's now become passe. Everybody's into it.
10,000. That's not a small number.
That's really good.
Yeah.
And they have brought a complaint against the State Department and the U.S. District Court for Eastern Virginia, with more than a dozen employees there signed on as plaintiffs. They say the state has violated Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act by delaying religious accommodations and allowing discrimination to take place. It also argued that the mandate violated the 1993 Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which places significant restrictions on when the federal government can infringe on individuals' religious beliefs.
This is right up there in Jonathan Emord's area there.
Yeah, and that, his background there is that, you know, listen, I think that ultimately, if we do not push our religious freedoms for all that they're worth, again, that's encompassed in the First Amendment, we are giving up our religious freedom. How do I mean? What do I mean by that? Well, for those of you that fall prey for the coolness of digital currency, oh, yeah, it's crypto on steroids, but the government controls it. It's going to be awesome. Tied into a digital identification, identifiers, biometric or otherwise, you're going to end up in a prison cell of your own making. Your home. You won't be able to leave, and your money won't be good here. It won't be able to be spent because it's all controlled, and you have a religious belief that maybe you're not into transgender ideology or you don't support gay marriage. They can shut you down and lock you down once you have a digital ID and central bank digital currency. And by the way, don't call me up and say, Robert, you're a bigot. You don't like gay marriage. Look, I am opposed to government sanctioning of any marriage, personally. I did not ask for permission to get married to my wife. It was a license not needed, a permission slip not required. It was between me, my wife, and God. And for those of you who have a different version of marriage, as long as you're not violating fundamental tenets of leaving children alone and not abusing them, if you're an adult, if you want a contract with another adult to get married and however you define it, go ahead or start your own church or religion. But don't ask the government to do it for you or endorse it or embrace it. The fact that you want the government in tells me a little bit about what you perceive or believe about your reality. That is, you're a child of government, not of God. And if that's your belief, okay. But I don't have to participate in that belief. And this gets into what we would call a libertarian belief in live and let live. As long as you violate nobody's rights in the process of engaging in your freedom to marry whoever you want, again, as long as it's not a kid, we're not talking about minors here, then, man, just have at it. Why do you need the government to sanction? Oh, you know why? Because it's social engineering through the tax code. You get special advantages, special privileges if you're married and you file federal income tax forms, not realizing that you've been made a slave to a tax that doesn't even raise money for the United States of America, but is part of the Federal Reserve System, which links into, guess what, something we mentioned earlier, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Yeah, how deep does that banking rabbit hole go to enslave you to a debt that can never be repaid and is not even allowed to be questioned? All that, because you deny that you have a religious freedom to say no to a jab. But these federal employees and contractors apparently are getting wise to it and pushing back. Super D, before I get your perspective on this, I just want to remind everybody that my kids do not have Social Security numbers. They don't have birth certificates. Oh, how are they alive? How are they getting to work? Well, my son gets paid in gold, just as I taught him. And yes, they have passports. We have passports, even though the government says you're supposed to have a Social Security number to have one now. Because we push back. Our religious beliefs do not allow us to have or use those numbers because we believe and perceive that they are beastly, tantamount, and revelation. Now, you might disagree with my assessment there, but that's okay. That's your religious freedom. But I held my ground, stood my ground, and fought back against the State Department along with others to say, you know what? You can't force us to use a number that we believe violates our religious freedom. And guess what? We were right. Similar to this group trying to push back by the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the First Amendment, and more, that you can stand your ground if you have a true, sincerely held belief, religious, spiritual, or otherwise. Do not compromise. The federal government has no right or authority to block your freedom of religious belief and expression. Super Don, is that too much in one segment to relate?
My brain melted and did ran it? Out of my ear. Yeah. No. Yeah, listen, I'm intrigued. First off, that there is a group called Feds for Medical Freedom. That's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to try and make an effort to get them on the show because
they're cool,
somebody. Because I want to hear this because I don't know. I don't even know how to react to it. It's just like, whoa, holy cow, that's really cool.
Yep.
I think this is not the first case that they filed. They filed originally a lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
That it was focused more about the president's constitutional authority,
yeah.
Right, to be able to try and put a mandate through. In this new case, they are alleging that unvaccinated employees had, even the ones that had received religious exemptions,
yeah,
they were left out of trainings, mm-hmm. They weren't allowed to go to official events or to balls, meetings, team building exercises.
Yeah.
If this is true, this is not going to be good. This is going to be a major, significant lawsuit.
Stand your religious grounds, people. And we'll be back to wrap up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Good question of the day and the spring gardening coming up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here we go, wrapping up this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN and our home and broadcast radio syndication. But come on over to robertscottbell.com. Remember, we're on a lot more than just once a week, 6 days a week, in fact. And you're welcome to be patron supporters of the show. We do monthly AMAs, Ask Me Anything, Zooms by Zoom, get to see one another. And the next one's coming up. What's the date on that? It's a Saturday in March, a little later in the month. I think it's the 25th. Saturday the 25th?
No, I think it's the 23rd, isn't it?
23rd? Check out the calendar for me here.
Hold on. I'm looking.
Yeah, you're slow on the calendar, man.
Dude, I didn't know you were going there.
You're just supposed to know that stuff. I think I'm right. It's the 25th.
You're right. It's the 25th. Yes.
Yeah, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I was thinking the Cardio Miracle webinar.
Oh, yeah. We got that, too, coming up. And we have to add that into the calendar now.
It is on the calendar.
It is? The upcoming event.
Well, okay. I have to send you the invite. It's on the calendar for my
your upcoming events tab at robertscottbell.com.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, I suppose I could do that, huh?
Thank you very much.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we get to spring gardening, and I'm not giving crap to Super Don, he's already so busy, just reminders, gentle reminders, loving reminders. How about a question of the day? That would be all right. Good. And this is an ongoing question coming in from someone who's been, I guess, reaching out to us and saying, hey, help, I need help. Do you have that in front of you? I'm looking for it myself, as I said. I thought I submitted it.
What's wrong with you, huh? Is he not on the ball? What's going on? You're supposed to be on the ball.
See? You push back, mister. I love it.
You want me to read it?
Yes, please.
All right. This is from Lori. It says, greetings, RSB and Super Don. Thank you for answering my question last week on Hep C. Over the years, my husband has overheard your program playing and acts like he doesn't pay attention, but he perks up sometimes depending on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
But since he listened to your answer, he asked me to pin your site on his toolbar. LOL. Now he's saying, what does Robert think about this or that? LOL, love it. I was wondering if you will, in the future, have an hour or so a week devoted to holistic pet health, mm-hmm. which, of course, would be open to questions. I believe you have a cat. You do have a cat. You have two cats.
Yeah, one's indoor. Yeah.
I would love to know, since I have two cats, what you feed yours and what kitty litter you use.
Mm.
How about is your cat an indoor versus an indoor versus outdoor cat or both?
Yeah.
Anyway, just wanted to thank you guys and let you know about my husband. God bless you both, Lori. So, cat talk.
I think that the best thing is husband talk, that y'all, you wives out there, if you just keep playing the Robert Scott Bell Show, eventually we'll get through to them. That's great. So don't think your husband is so stubborn he can't be reached. You just keep playing the Robert Scott Bell Show. Eventually he'll pin it to his
Tool
belt. That's awesome. Anyway, on the cat front, Stella and Chewy's. I said Stewie's.
Stewie.
Stella and Chewy's is one of the brands I use. It's like a freeze-dried, species-appropriate diet for a cat. We have an indoor cat, and we have one that's semi-outdoors that lives in the garage that we adopted from a previous home that we rented that was going to be homeless. We use homeopathic remedies when needed. Also the silver hydrosol, the Sovereign Silver, is a great tool for both these cats and can work for dogs as well. A cat litter, I don't know. I think it's just like Arm & Hammer clay mix. It's nothing fancy. I know there are all kinds of crazy things that will chemically react with things. That makes me a little bit nervous anytime you use some kind of strange chemistry for animals like that. But nothing fancy. I'm sure there are people that have more insight to that. But I don't mind. We've talked about doing pet-focused segments once a week.
It's been a while since we've done the pet thing. So, yeah, I'm sure
we'll revisit it. Finally, home gardening, how to start your spring garden. Rose Liddell apparently has written an article at naturalnews.com. It's linked up, and I'm already looking at the soil and the pickles that they're growing. I know they're cucumbers, but for me, they turn into pickles. I prefer. But I'm looking forward to seeing the flowers of spring. We've already got things sprouting in our greenhouse, but it's a nice little article about getting started on the spring gardening, depending on where you are. And Marjorie Wildcraft has done a lot with us. Do we have another update? We should probably do another Marjorie Wildcraft update or a webinar with her.
Yeah, we get her back on.
Yeah. So please grow your food. If you haven't figured out, the price of food skyrocketing because of inflationary policies of the Fed and pretty much every administration that inflates the money supply. But we'll pass on that right at the moment because we got to wrap up hour one of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you all for being here. Please share the show. God bless you all. I love you and appreciate you. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.